these kids so proud of this, these artworks that they did, they were hanging on the newspaper walls of their huts. So they were hanging or sitting beside of their kitchens or, you know, different things, just hanging up and displayed all the crafts that we'd done with them for VBS. So that was really cool to see. In the year two picture, it's after we went to the school. This is all the school children, and you can see a couple of them. They're holding up some artwork. I believe we did Daniel with them before that, and so they were able to color a picture of Daniel and just to make their own thing, to remember the stories that they have been told. And then year three, this is after we did Jonah and the whale. They had little blue solo cups with a little string with Jonah hanging off the bottom. And the cup had a big picture of a whale on it. So your goal, it was like a game. You had to try to catch Jonah in the whale. And so they really liked that. They loved playing around with those. And they were able to decorate their cups and decorate their Jonah. And so it was just really cool to have the opportunity to teach them some biblical principles and to give them something tangible to hold on to that maybe they're able to remember those stories. Next is work. This is probably the thing we do. Oh, maybe not. We'll just do educate next. That's okay. Next is educate. And educate is big with Amos. Amos is big on educating because of they don't want to just go in, do something, leave, and everyone forget it. So in the top one, the year one, when we did the water filters, we didn't just make them and deliver them to the houses. A lot of times if you just give them something, they won't take personal ownership of it, and they'll just, you know, not really worry a whole lot about it. So what we did, Amos provided the trash cans, but the people of the community had to take some of the other ingredients, like there was rocks and sand and gravel, and they had to have that washed and ready for us when we got there. And then once we got there, we were able to show them how the filter was made and to teach them how it worked and how they take care of it to continue having clean water as it goes. And so that picture is a picture of one of our leaders who was with Amos, helping one of the health promoters learn how to put a filter together and how to make sure that it's working properly. Year two, that's another picture of us de-lysing the kids. We had like the special de-lysing shampoo that we washed their hair with. And then it was good learning or teaching opportunity. We taught them you know, how to prevent from getting lice, what to do if you have lice, and just different health education to make sure that the kids are able to stay healthy and stay active in their school. And then the last picture is a picture of the health stations that I was talking about that we did last year. What that table is for mothers who have babies. They would, you know, get their height and weight, and that's kept in the clinic so that the health promoters are able to know if the kids are growing at a good rate or not, and whether they seem to be malnourished or if they need some more attention to that. And then, all right, work. Work is what we do probably the most of, and we just love it. It's great out in the hot Nicaraguan sun. It's fantastic. But it's really great to just do something for others in the name of God. The top year one picture, that's us putting together a water filter. What we had to do before we took it to the houses is we had to make sure that the piping was in properly and properly caulked and such. That wasn't something that they could readily have available or delivered to them. So those were things we had to make sure that were done before we delivered them. In the second photo, that's us. You can see the latrine in the background. It's the metal siding. That's just after we got the walls up, and we're trying to clean up the landscaping around it just to get everything looking nice again after we finish that. And then the last picture actually isn't from year three, it's from that same year two, but that's how we had to mix cement. You know, a lot of times you go in and you may think they're doing it wrong or doing it different than what you've seen, but if you completely make them change the way that they do something, then they won't work with you anymore. And that's the cool thing about what we do when we go into the community is we work right alongside the community members. As you can see in this picture, the two people on the left are two students from AB, Matt Wood and Audra. But on the right is community workers who are there with shovels as well, learning how to get these processes done and working right alongside of us. So this is, they kind of make a volcano and then just kind of fold it all in to make the cement. And so that was for when we were making the sidewalk up to the clinic to have better access for the community members. Next I have grow. We get to grow in our faith through this week while we're there. This picture on the right is a picture of the steeple of the First Baptist Church of Managua. And every year, I don't think we get to go this year because we'll be in the community on Sunday, but we get to experience a chapel service in the community, which will be really cool. But every year, we've gone to the First Baptist Church of Managua and just been able to experience a Spanish service, which has been really cool just to see just how it's really not much different than it is here. But it's really, really cool to worship with all those other believers, even though we may not understand every word. We have translators who roughly get us through it. And it's just a great experience. And I guess for me, one of the coolest things from being a worship leader and singing a lot of songs is a lot of the songs you recognize, a lot of the hymns, a lot of the worship choruses we recognize. Even though they're in Spanish, the music's the same. So we get to follow along in that way, which is really cool. And then the next picture is just some of us just grouped up together. Every night that we're there in Nicaragua, we're able to have a nightly recap and Bible study. So we get to talk about with the group what we've been through that day, kind of what we saw God doing that day, and each of us individually get to lead a Bible study at night, so we get to just kind of dig into the Word, you know, without distractions. Your phones don't work. None of that stuff is any good over there. And so we just get to dive into God's Word together as a group and just continue to grow spiritually that way as we're there. And then lastly, we get to have fun. So just some of the fun, I threw together some fun pictures in these last few slides just to show you some of the different things that we do. As you can see, we taught some of the community members how to make a human pyramid. The first one didn't end so well, but this one actually was held up long enough to get a good picture. And then the other picture of me and my friend, Polly, he wanted a cracker. But I got to go into a house, then they had pet birds. We actually got to hold the baby chicks as well. But it's really cool just to have that experience. You know, the bird would just sit on your finger, on your shoulder. And that was just really cool, really cool to have. In year two, there's the parachute. We always bring a parachute. The kids absolutely love it. It is a huge hit. We like to, you know, throw the balls on there, make them, throw them all around and stuff. And it's just a fun thing that a lot of kids can get involved in. And even if we don't have anything there, they just like to whip it around and just play with it. And so it's really, really fun to get to play with the kids that way. Soccer is a huge thing in Nicaragua. So anywhere we go, we get to play soccer. We always take a couple soccer balls that we get to play with and leave in the community. And so soccer is a great way to engage with the kids. Even though there's that language barrier, we still get to play a sport together. And then in that last picture, you can see they're all piled on top of this little blue blob. That's actually the whale that we used for Jonah and the whale. And the kids think that's the coolest thing. It's probably about, sits about this tall when it's fully blown up. And, well, it's big enough for me to hide behind, so you know it's pretty big. Because when we do the story of Jonah, somehow I always get picked as Jonah. And so I sit on the ground and the whale eats me, so I hide behind this whale, so it's pretty big, and then I have to get spit out by the whale. And somebody throws me overboard, which most people in the group enjoy a little too much, throwing me into the floor. But that whale, they love that whale. Sometimes we put it on the parachute, as you'll see at the end of the slide, and we just throw it around, and it's awesome. And so last year, here's just a few more fun pictures. More soccer at the top. Down at the bottom right, that is a squirrel. There was a guy who had a pet squirrel, and this squirrel would not leave his side. It just stayed on his shoulder or like crawled down into his shirt, and it would just stay on him at all times. And so we got to hold it, and he would crawl around on us and on our shoulders and stuff. And so it was really cool to just experience that. Another little pet animal friend of mine. And then in the last picture, last year in the community that we were in, they threw a big party for us at the end. Just kind of a thank you party. Just kind of a time that they got to come and say their thank yous and just enjoy some time with us. So I was actually able to take the guitar from one of the guys, and we were able to sing some of our English praise songs to them as they had this full mariachi band who played for us. And then when I started playing, they joined in. They're just that good. So I got a picture with the band that was there, which was just an awesome experience. We got to dance and sing and just have a great time, a great farewell the night before we left the community. So this year, just to let you know what we're going to do, we already know a few things that we're going to get to do. We're going to the community of El Cedro, and this is a brand new community for Amos. So we will be the first delegation to go into this community. We'll be the first kind of outsiders, I guess, that they'll be able to receive in this community. We're doing water filters again, which will be a great experience to get them clean water. And we've also been told that there may be a group that gets to ride horseback to some of the houses. So fingers crossed I get to ride a horse. I've never ridden a horse before, so maybe I don't wish that upon myself. But some of the houses are so far away, like I was saying earlier, that we have to ride horseback to get to the houses to deliver some of the supplies for the water filters. We'll, of course, do VBS again with the children in the community. From what we've been told, we're expected to have around 50-ish kids, hopefully, maybe in the community, that could possibly come to VBS, which would be great. And then this community is a baseball community. So they play a little bit of soccer, but baseball is their big sport. So we've already been told by the people who went to the community and said that we were coming that we've been challenged to a baseball game against the community. But we told them that they had to have girls on their team because ours will be majority girls. So that should be interesting. I don't think anyone on the team has ever played baseball. Well, I played when I was little for a year. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe I won't give you a score update if it's that bad. But yeah. And then just lastly, just some things that you guys can do for us as we're leaving for this trip. First and foremost, pray for us. Pray for the work that we're doing there, that God's name could be spread to these communities. Pray for Amos as they continue their work, as they have many delegations coming and working in Nicaragua. And pray for the people of Nicaragua as they're, you know, still getting the word of Christ to them, that we can just kind of be a vessel for that. Next, awareness. Awareness is a big thing that we don't always think about. I would encourage you to go to amoshealth.org and sign up for their newsletter. You know, get some updates. You may see an update about us as we're there, some pictures, but just see what God is doing across the world in different places, and so that you can just continue to pray for that, continue to pray for their ministry. And lastly, of course, financial support. You can't get to Nicaragua without buying a plane ticket, and you can't buy a plane ticket without a lot of money. So, but we've been really blessed, our team, to get like student government help and just area churches help. That us students, we get to go on this trip for $600. So that's really beneficial to be able to do. But if you would like to help, you know, a lot of students don't have $600 laying around. So if you would like to help, at the end of the service, I'll be in the back just collecting money. If you feel led, please help, because it's a great opportunity. And students, we get some help from school, some help from churches, and the rest we just beg for. So if you can help, please do. If not, at least pray for us. Just make sure you're praying, and hopefully I can come back and give a presentation about this year and some new things that we did this year. And so lastly, I just have a little fun thing that we did last year just to reiterate some fun that we have in Nicaragua.